Hey, how's it going, everyone? Well, today is a special day because I'm going to have a chat with a very awesome alumni, and you'll know why I'm saying that soon enough. So today's guest comes from the Mechanical 2015 batch and is currently the founder of Nutripal Healthcare and has a huge experience of working with startups like Flipkart and CureFit. He was also the founder of our first finance club at IIT Roper. And apart from this, he's a great dancer, a basketball player, a weightlifting athlete, and also an excellent speaker. Help me in welcoming Akshat Pandey. Well, I've stopped calling alumni as Mr. because it makes them feel old, apparently. So, hello, Akshat. Yeah, how are you doing?
Makes sense. All good, man. Great to be here. Great to see you running this initiative for the last almost 6 months, I think.
Yes. Eight months.
8 months. Pretty good. And I think we've known each other for about more than a year now.
Yeah.
Right? In your first year itself, we had a pretty elaborate interaction. So, yeah. I think it's a pretty exciting way of spending your spare time in college and doing something meaningful.
Right. So from the college days, let's discuss about your college days. Like, because I went through your Facebook and all, and I saw very crazy photos, which I would definitely like to share with everyone. But yes, sure. Let's discuss about how your IIT Roper days were.
Okay. So I think IIT Roper days, obviously, though, like most of you guys, year one was a shock, right? There is a certain picture that Karan Johar's movies have portrayed of, you know, college life. Obviously, you realize, you have some realization that IIT is bits, etc. These good colleges won't be like that. That's more of DU, but you still get a shock, like this is what life would be like. Whatever, sex ratio of 1:20 and whatnot. So, that's one part. And the shock that suddenly comes when you get a lot of freedom, right? Uske pehle 2 saal, all you are doing is essentially studying a lot and a lot of restrictions by parents for most of us, right? There are some outliers. But most people ke liye, you know, they can't go to parties, 11th-12th mein koi party attend nahi karte the. So suddenly you have this infinite independence. You have a laptop, you have, you know, infinite Wi-Fi. So there is actually a lot you can do and a lot of time that you can, I won't say waste, but really a lot of scope for recreation that wasn't there in the last 4 years of your life, or even last 17 years for that matter, right? So I was obviously part of that entire transition when that shock happened. I literally did nothing productive in my entire first year, which was 8-9 months. I could think hard for a couple of hours and I still won't be able to list on what productive shit I did, right? So that, and I think that's the case with a lot of people. I think it shouldn't be like that. I think maximum was 6 months ke baad kuch productive start ho jana chahiye, but it's okay. You can always come out of anything, right? Haan, the first year was literally zero achievements. I think getting started with basketball, having played an inter-IIT match in the playing five in my first year itself could be counted as a something productive, but again, it was a new IIT. And personally, I don't think it was very tough for me to get through the basketball team. I wouldn't have made it in any other IIT. Old IIT, right? So that's one. Also happened to get, see the failure side of things very early on. Introduction to computing mein fakka, I got in the second semester itself, right? I would have passed it, but then in my particular batch, out of 120 people, some, I think 15-20 people flunked. That was because there was a change of prof who was really pissed at us not showing up for the labs. And I think 30-40 marks I lost there and there itself. So, aisa kuch hua tha. So, again, not that I'm saying ki I was super pro at introduction to computing. I wasn't, and I didn't really give a damn and ended up kind of, not passing in that course, right? So first year ended at a 6.1 kind of a CGPA, which is not great, which is when parents already start to get worried, right? But I kind of still knew that, nahi ho jayega, dekh lenge. It's too early to get worried, right? So that was first year. Second year mein gradually started kind of comparatively being more serious towards my acads. I would say slightly more serious. It's not like atthi maanne lag gaya. It's like ki haan, chogi nahi lagegi, right? So that happened. Beyond that, I think our second year se I really started to kind of figure out agar kisi cheez mein interest hai to try to do that really well. So there was a period of 6 months wherein I was super into about automotive engineering. There was no logic or science behind it, ki bahut zyada opportunities hai. It was just, I find it fascinating, chalo padhte hai, right? So that period of 6 months, I really got deep into automotive engineering side of things. Continue to maintain a 6.1, 6.2, whatever, kind of a CG, right? In parallel, got really started with extracurricular activities, right? Actually, kind of coming back a step, first year, say, I somehow developed a good rapport with my seniors. This was right across second year, right? Still fourth year, right? You know, got very close to people like, you know, Anmol Man, you might have heard, kind of a mentor. Then somebody called Himanshu Kapoor, right? So I've developed a pretty good, developed a pretty good bond with a bunch of seniors from second, third, fourth years. Reasons were varied from, you know, basketball to festme involvement, to in general, introduction hota hai. So ha, starting mein kaafi introduction hua, mere ko alag se pakad ke zyada intro liya jata tha. Pata nahi jis bhi reason ki wajah se. Main kapde ajeeb pehnta hoonga, whatever. So, haan, so because of all of this, I developed a good rapport with the seniors, and ultimately I figured that during my 4 years there, it really helped me. Thoda sa better context milta hai cheezon ka. Could be career, could be in general anything, right? So having a good bond with a good set of seniors is very important, is one kind of gyan that I'd like to throw in. And the keyword here is good, actually. You need to identify with seniors, because at the same time, you'll also find seniors who can really, really drag you down, right? So, wo bhi milenge. Even those guys would be babas, giving a lot of gyan, but it's a trap. Matlab, you need to choose your seniors or mentors wisely. Yeah, so this was one part. Then, yeah, coming back to what all I did in college, I think second year, as I said, automotive engineering explore kiya. Third year tak aate aate, I think I got some clarity that I am definitely not going into the technical side of things, because A, not interested, B, there's not a lot of scope, right? How does the career graph of a typical mechanical guy look like? You either go out, you do an MS, and that's when you can really pursue core. If you stay here, there is no steep growth, right? So forget that. Utna learning I had got from seniors and looking around and talking to other people in other IITs as well. So as career direction was clear, it's an MBA or a, you know, non-tech side pay, analytics or management side pay, whatever kind of role I can land up in, and see where it goes from there. So which is where third year say idea was, just, you know, get through college and, you know, maintain a decent CGPA. And just, you know, see if you want to crack CAT or fir kahin pe job leni achhi, right? So that was the track that I had caught. For that, there's a bunch of things that I figured I should do. One was I became super proactive in extracurricular activities. I specifically got involved in a training and placement rep, because I knew I cannot trust anybody else when it comes to my placement. So I'll have to. And things were really abysmal, man. It was pretty bad, right? So there was no light at the end of the tunnel if I were to be a bit more dramatic. So yeah, I became the TNP rep, worked decently hard, quite hard, I would say, across my third and fourth year. Even after kind of getting a day one placement in Flipkart, I still continued to work very hard for, you know, in general, because I had my eyes on the goal key. Let's really crack placement for this batch. So I really worked hard for that. Third year, I got involved in some literary club activities as well. I think dramatics I missed, right? So I'm sorry, it'll be all half a set because things are now coming back. I haven't done a recap of what all happened, but yeah, I was involved in the dramatic society as well in my first year. In my second year, third year onwards, I did not pursue it further. I made 3 friends for life as well. These are people who I would be in touch till my last breath for sure. And yeah, Lalit Verma, Bhavya Raj, Harshjot Singh. Third year, again, a lot of extracurricular activities. Third year, guess where I went to do my intern at?
Not sure.
It's not Google. It's not Microsoft. Obviously, it's not.
I think it's ONGC. I checked on LinkedIn once.
Oh, nice, nice. Pretty thorough, huh? Good stuff. So yeah, I went to ONGC, Ahmedabad. Met a bunch of IIT Kanpur folks there who were in the same stage of the career. They were people from poor branches, pichdi branches. But IIT Kanpur tag, obviously. And they were preparing for CAT and upcoming placement season and whatnot. I was also preparing for CAT, but I did not know ki upcoming placement season ke liye kya prepare karna hai, kyunki is there an upcoming placement season? Would there be an upcoming placement season? CS वालों के लिए ठीक है, मतलब हमारे लिए क्या होगा पता नहीं, right? So any which way, I kind of really, that's where I got inclined towards startups, I would say, right? So that was 2014 July. That's when Myntra acquisition happened. That's when FreeCharge acquisition was about to happen. That's when Flipkart became a $10 billion company, I think. So a lot of, you know, things started to happen in the startup world, and that's where I got inclined towards that side of things. And that's where I developed a fairly strong, I did some daily reading, crazy ass reading, 1 hour per day, just reading about startups and retail tech and whatnot, right? So over those 3-4 months, I developed a decent understanding vis-a-vis a, let's say, a peer of my age with respect to the startup world. Looking back, I think that was the starting point. Uske baad, once the college resumed, I was super worried, obviously, so were my parents, ki fourth year hai, kya hoga, right? Jaise college start hua, I just, you know, all hands on deck, training and placement cell. In fact, to a level wherein the head of the TNP cell was like, pissed off ki ye banda itna kyun aata hai office, mere ko kabhi chai pi ke chill bhi maanne de. But haan, main kaafi zyada tha. To pehle to khud ka sawal tha, uske baad batch ka bhi tha. Kuch responsibility liya to dhang se karna hai. So yeah, that's where, you know, bunch of companies started to get lined up on non-tech side. One of which was Flipkart, which was like a obviously dream company, because you can't dream of BCG and Schlumberger at IIT Roppert. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is your dream company. Then there was an elaborate fight with computer science folks that they wanted exclusivity of Amazon on day one. And in fact, one of the persons that I was fighting with was Lalit Verma, who is one of my best friends, right? So he was fighting for his people, I was fighting for mine. And ultimately, Amazon and Flipkart ended up coming on the same day. Right. And fortunately, I got placed on day one. So that was kind of a relief that chalo 11 October ko abhi 8 mahine bache hain college ke, you are placed. Now you can do other stuff.
Right? So like getting placed in Flipkart, like what was the role that you got placed there? Like, because so, I'm not sure, like, did you do coding and stuff, or was it like a managerial post?
Yeah. So they had a profile called graduate trainee. Right. So I think yahan pe, especially for the first, second year, right, folks who are listening and might not have a lot of context, ki Flipkart jaisi company sala bina coding wala banda leti kyun hai, right? So wahan pe there was a profile called graduate trainee. These people eventually become business analysts, and I'll get to what they do. Fir ek profile hoti hai APM, product management, jiske liye Flipkart baad mein aane lag gayi thi shayad IIT Roppert, ek do bande leke gayi ho. And फिर third होती है coding वाली, वो तो developer profile है, right? Idea of hiring graduate trainee from tier 1 colleges, and this is a trend started by Flipkart itself, right? कि बंदा जिसने R भी नहीं सीखी है, SQL भी नहीं सीखी है, fest में काम किया है, smart लग रहा है, well informed है, उसको उठाएंगे और उसको बढ़िया पैसे देंगे. This was started by Flipkart when it comes to IIT placements. I think there might be other companies, but Flipkart was kind of the volume hirer. सबसे ज़्यादा volumes वो hire करते थे. हायरर क्यों बोला मैंने, रिक्रूटर होता है ना. हाँ सो एसेंशियली व्हाट अ ग्रेजुएट ट्रेनी डज इज, स्टार्टिंग में 6 months ही इज गिवन व्हाटएवर एंड एवरीथिंग टू डू, राइट? देयर इज नो कोडिंग, इट्स जस्ट यू आर ईदर डूइंग प्रोग्राम मैनेजमेंट, लेट्स से यू आर पार्ट ऑफ द मार्केट प्लेस टीम, राइट? फ्लिपकार्ट इज अ मार्केट प्लेस, यू नो दैट, राइट? सो सेलर्स हैं, बायर्स हैं, सेलर्स कुछ 1 लाख हैं, उनके कुछ 80 लाख SKUs हैं, राइट? सब लिस्टेड है फ्लिपकार्ट पे. मार्केट प्लेस टीम में एक पर्टिकुलर मेट्रिक है, विच इज द, लेट्स से द स्पीड मेट्रिक, कि सेलर कितना फास्ट डिस्पैच करता है अपने वेयरहाउस से, कितना फास्ट ई कार्ट को पकड़ाता है, राइट? सम सेलर्स टेक 3 डेज, सम सेलर्स टेक 2 डेज, सम सेलर्स टेक 1 डे, राइट? ये मेट्रिक जितनी नीचे आएगी उतना हमारा कन्वर्जन बढ़ेगा, उतना ज्यादा कस्टमर हैप्पीनेस बढ़ेगी, बिकॉज पीपल वंस दे ऑर्डर दे वॉन्ट इट फास्ट. ऑल्सो इफ देर इज अ डिले इन the order getting shipped or, you know, delivered to you, there are higher chances of returns, right? Just giving a quick background ki wo jo main kaam kar raha tha, ultimately business outcome kya tha uska, right? Theek hai, ab us metric ko hume 2.5 days se 1.5 pe move karna hai, wo meri ownership thi. Uske liye kuch rocket science nahi karna tha, uske liye data dekho, kaun se sellers pe फोकस करके उनका मेट्रिक कैसे कम होगा, कौन सी लिस्टिंग्स का कैसे कम होगा, उनके साथ काम करो, कम्युनिकेशन टीम के साथ सेलर्स को कम्युनिकेट करो, पॉलिसी बनवाओ कि यार 2 दिन ज्यादा तुम रख ही नहीं सकते, राइट? जनरल कॉमन सेंस स्टफ, इट्स लाइक फेस्ट वर्क बट जस्ट विद बिजनेस अंडरस्टैंडिंग, राइट? दैट्स द रोल ऑफ अ बिजनेस एनालिस्ट, दैट्स द रोल ऑफ अ असिस्टेंट मैनेजर, एनीबडी हु स्टार्ट्स इन द नॉन टेक फील्ड विदाउट एन एमबीए, राइट? ऑफ कोर्स बिजनेस एनालिस्ट वाला बंदा ऑल्सो हैज टू हैव स्किल सेट्स लाइक बेसिक एक्सेल, नंबर क्रंचिंग, नंबर चमकने चाहिए, एंड मे बी एसक्यूएल एज वेल, राइट? बट दैट्स ऑल इजी स्किल सेट्स टू अक्वायर इन अ स्पैन ऑफ 7 days, राइट? सो मोटा मोटा टेक अवे इज, इफ देयर इज अ नॉन टेक कंपनी कमिंग, यू कैन रियली क्रैक इट. यू हैव डन नथिंग इन कॉलेज. इफ यू कैन मेक इट टू द इंटरव्यू राउंड एंड इंटरव्यू से पहले 7 दिन यू टॉक टू एनफ सीनियर्स एंड फिगर आउट स्टफ, एनीबडी एंड एवरीबडी वुड क्रैक दैट बेसिक. इट्स दैट बेसिक, राइट? सो या दैट वॉज 4th year में स्टार्टिंग में. एंड वंस द प्लेसमेंट वॉज डन, वंस अदर बैचमेट्स की प्लेसमेंट वॉज डन, लास्ट सेमेस्टर में जनवरी में बहुत कम कंपनीज आती हैं, December 30th तक रैप अप हो गई होती हैं, राइट? सो यार लास्ट सेमेस्टर तो चिली मारते हैं सब, एंड दैट्स व्हाट यू शुड डू, दैट्स व्हाट आई डिड. इस बीच आई थिंक वन वेरी वेरी प्रोमिनेंट पार्ट ऑफ माय कॉलेज लाइफ आई फॉरगॉट, इट्स द इंटर आईआईटी स्पोर्ट्स मीट्स, राइट? सो आई फॉर्चुनेटली वॉज एबल टू अटेंड ऑल 4 इंटर आईआईटी मीट्स, राइट? 4th year वाली वॉज स्पेशली टफ बिकॉज मोस्टली 4th year आईट्स डोंट गो, एंड थैंकफुली प्लेसमेंट हो गई, तो इस वजह से आई स्टार्टेड प्रैक्टिसिंग राइट आफ्टर. एंड देन सो ऑल 4 इंटर आईटी मीट्स आई सॉ, एंड आई थिंक दैट्स द बेस्ट टाइम ऑफ योर कॉलेज लाइफ इन अ वेरी डिफरेंट वे, बिकॉज देर इज सो मच रैंडम जनता, ऑल ऑफ हु आर फ्रॉम डिफरेंट आईआईटीज, देर इज अ वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग सेंस ऑफ कंपेरेटिव स्पिरिट, यू नो, यू आर चेयरिंग, यू आर एक्चुअली प्लेइंग योर सेल्फ एज वेल. बींग अ न्यू आईआईटी यू मोस्टली एंड अप लूजिंग, स्पेशली इन टीम स्पोर्ट्स, बट या इट्स स्टिल फन, राइट? So yeah, that sense of competitiveness, you know, having other similar people coming from different backgrounds, competing, obviously you get to travel to a new town, right? First year I went to IIT Kharagpur, second was Roorkee, third was Guwahati, and fourth was Bombay, which was the 50th inter IIT, jab Sachin Tendulkar bhi aaya tha, jab Amit Trivedi bhi aaya tha, kaafi sahi inter IIT, like one of the very memorable inter IITs. Tu gaya inter IIT?
Do baar gaya hu. Aur,
kya TT?
नहीं नहीं फुटबॉल फुटबॉल फर्स्ट ईयर में भी क्या था क्योंकि आईआईटी ओपन है डेफिनेटली इफ यू आर प्लेइंग प्रीवियसली इन योर स्कूल डेज यू कैन डेफिनेटली क्रैक एंड गेट इन द टीम बट दोस वेयर इट लाइक 10 डेज यू गेट सो यू हैव सो मच फन प्लस इट्स योर फ्रेंड्स एंड देयर इज नो बैरियर्स यू कैन डू एनीथिंग वंस यू आर इन सो इट्स डेफिनेटली फन
आई थिंक इवन द 10 डेज बिफोर व्हेन यू प्रेप राइट दैट्स आल्सो सो मच फन नोबडी एल्स इज देयर इन कॉलेज जस्ट अ हैंडफुल ऑफ पीपल प्रेपिंग फॉर इंटर आईआईटी बट द रूटीन इज so drastic that morning mein to hamara personally basketball ka morning mein 6 to 8 practice hota tha and this was December when the winters used to exist right ab to kafi kam ho rahi hai dheere dheere right mm-hmm. and shaam ko 6 se 9 practice hota tha din mein 5 ghante practice hai beyond that you just sleep you just chill with 3 people lying on the same bed and watching a movie and you know eating and all that and that's it nothing else so it was a great time
you know you get a lot of good food to eat also like a lot of meat eggs
exactly.
that's a lot of fun also
Exactly. Right. So, I think in all of this, I also missed one part of it where jahan pe I really started getting passionate about fitness. Right. Wahan pe first year ke end mein, I was very clear ki matlab working out has to be a regular part of your life and it can never leave you. So, wahan pe I was, I think during my all of these 3 years, starting first year and second, fourth year, I was fairly regular. प्लेसमेंट हो गई है कुछ भी हो गया है बास्केटबॉल गेम है बास्केटबॉल के बाद या पहले वर्कआउट करना सो आई वाज वेरी वेरी रेगुलर विद माय वर्कआउट्स इन हाइंडसाइट आई डिडंट रियली फोकस ऑन द डाइट साइड ऑफ थिंग्स राइट व्हिच इज व्हाट नाउ न्यूट्रीपाल इज मेकिंग मी रियलाइज तो इफ आई वुड हैव फोकस्ड ऑन दैट पार्ट एज वेल आई वुड हैव हैड अ फिजिक लाइक मे बी अ सचिन पनवर डू यू नो दैट गाय
या श्योर
हां सो आई थिंक वन ऑफ द नेक्स्ट लेवल फिजिक्स दैट ही काइंड ऑफ वर्कड ऑन इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी एंड आई वाज लाइक मैं भी इतनी मेहनत कर रहा हूं मेरा क्यों नहीं हो रहा right so this is a dilemma a lot of people face but I think he did fitness and nutrition both very well I just did fitness very well and nutrition not so much so that was one more part of the college life and yeah finally I think when college ended I think last 7-8 months of my college life itself I was very clear ki why am I getting into Flipkart I am getting into Flipkart to finally in the next 4 years be able to start up my own right so that became very clear another thing that became clear right after I you know, went to Flipkart and spent some time with people who've done MBAs and people who've not done MBAs, right? These people used to work very closely, right? You'll see people from ISP, I'm Ahmedabad, I'm Indore and whatnot. And you'll see other graduate trainees, people who joined directly from IIT Roorkee, IIT Roper, IIT Delhi, IIT Kanpur, right? A very, very strong thing that emerged for me was, A, it's more fun to work with the latter set, which is the non-MBA people, right? Uske reasons down the line, I figured that, you know, it's got a lot to do with thinking out of the box, having that ability to think out of the box, having that ability to take risks. And obviously, when I entered, a lot of people were starting up. 2015 was the time when half of Flipkart was starting up. And these were all these earlier graduate trainee batches, right? So that inspiration was always there. And in general, I realized probably MBA is something that I would definitely not do, because there is enough evidence out there that if startup wala is the road that you want to take, an MBA just defers it by 5 years, right? You end up taking a loan. And B, you might even lose the risk-taking or the mindset to do that. So MBA got ruled out and is still ruled out forever. And thankfully, in the first year of Flipkart itself, I got clear that you can either start up at 35, 40 years of age, even 35 when you have decent money, decent savings. You have so many connects, obviously, right? You've spent 10 years in the industry. Or you can start at 25, 26. When you have decent context, decent connects, duniya nahi jeeti abhi tak, savings bhi aisi nahi hai ki 5 saal chal jayenge ya startup khud se fund kar lenge, but you are still way better off than a college fresher who just doesn't have a context of a lot of things, right? So that sweet spot I had in mind ki 25-26 ki umar mein I'll get started, and that's, I'm glad I did that. That's where I am.
So what
after, yeah, so that was about
QFIT, right? So how did that
So I think So Flipkart mein, fortunately, I got a very, very lucrative role very early on in my career. And I think primarily because, okay, I did well. And also I had a very, very supportive boss, my first manager, right? So essentially I got the role of the chief of staff of this head of marketplace, which is like a VP level guy. And, you know, chief of staff roles are usually given to senior manager people, you know, senior manager and plus level people. I was a assistant manager, BA level guy, yeah, business analyst, assistant manager, whatever you call it, right? So I was that level. But yeah, I got that opportunity, and next 4 months I directly worked with the head of marketplace. And you know, to ekdam se itna zyada transition hota hai, to then you start seeing the macro side of things, right? Abhi tum micro level pe kaam kar rahe the, is seller ka kya hua, iska ye hai, wo hai, right? Suddenly discussions are like, marketplace mein itne, ya retail business mein itne crore ki inventory blocked hai, या फिर Amazon की इतनी listings हैं, Flipkart की इतनी है marketplace पे, इन categories में deficit है, right? This is suddenly like a step jump. I think that was a pretty good exposure of 4 months, wherein my contribution was primarily program management, इधर उधर से चीजें manage करना, holding it together, giving updates to the head of marketplace, which is now the CMO, Anil Kotidi. If you look him up, I think he's a pretty famous guy in the startup ecosystem. So yeah, 4 months of exposure under him, I think were very, very good for my career. At the same time, I realized that this role mein, if you stay for a long time, you are not really doing anything. Essentially, what program managers do is holding pieces together. They can pick up something of their own, but ultimately, it's just, you're not creating something from scratch, right? So, wahan pe the feeling was that it's again time to join some early stage startup. Flipkart is not a startup anymore. It's been a 10-year-old company. Things are streamlined. Things are starting to slow down, right? So which is where my flatmate was, there's this guy called Vaibhav Chauhan. He's my flatmate. He's one of my mentors, currently graduating out of Harvard. Even he went to Flipkart with the same profile, graduate trainee, 2 years senior to me, 2013 may he joined. And, yeah, so he was the first hire of QFIT. In fact, he was the chief of staff to Ankit Nagori back when Ankit Nagori was the chief business officer at Flipkart. Right. So I happened to be very good friends with him, and that's when QFIT was just getting started. There were about 30 odd people, and cult team had two or three people apart from obviously the trainers and center managers, more of the ops stuff. So wahan pe I thought I actually explored a bunch of startups, but ultimately the idea was chote startup mein jana hai, because that's where you'll be able to contribute a lot more, grow faster, and you'll be better prepared for your own startup compared to working at something like a Flipkart, Amazon, Oyo, Byju's, right? So that's where QFIT happened, 2017 May. And Yeah, I think CureFit is one of the setups which has the best talent. They have really good people working there. You know, it's a very, very strong employer brand that they've built. Not just because it's Ankita and Mukesh who have very, very proven track records in the startup ecosystem, but also what they were doing was fundamentally very, very different. It's not like some copy-paste model of some Bharki company and trying to replicate it. It is fundamentally different, right? Building an integrated healthcare platform, jispe sab kuch hai. And it's not a marketplace, by the way. It is evolving towards one, but back then it was a full stack model. If you are doing EatFit, apne kitchens, apna staff. If you are doing Cult, apne trainers, apne CM, apna center, right? So it's a very audacious thing to do, but kind of required in the Indian context to get started. So yeah, CureFit was a very, very happening 2 years of my life. I think that was the sweet spot that I hit in terms of workload, right? Super high workload, working very, very hard, yet having the most amount of fun I've had working anywhere. Not as much fun as NutriPal, obviously, but yeah, as much fun as you can have working for somebody else, right? So yeah, CureFit was pretty good. So many learnings around, you know, building something from scratch, seeing things executed around me, working with very, very smart people, building good network, you know. And yeah, so finally felt ready to kind of start things on. Had a pretty good career trajectory there as well. So grew really fast in terms of the responsibilities I was handling. But that's the beauty if you enter an early stage startup, right? If you perform, irrespective of, you know, whether you have an MBA degree, how much years of work experience do you have, 8 saal hai ki nahi, irrespective of that, you grow very fast. So again, this is a recommendation to anybody wanting to join a startup in the, you know, non-tech side or even tech side, I would say, right? Just work for an early stage startup. That's it. Nothing else. You know, no Flipkart, no Amazon, nothing like that. Just go for an early stage startup. That's a recommendation. So yeah, that's how CureFit panned out.
So like there is a lot of growth during working in startups and it is quite exponential sometimes. But let's talk about the connections and the networking that you did in your startup. Definitely you got into CureFit because of your connections at Flipkart and all. But someone who is, you know, graduating in this year, like in 2020, you say like networking helped me and connections helped me. But how exactly, what exactly does this networking mean? Like for me, it's like, I don't really understand when someone says, you know, networking and connections. It's like just having your friends because you're working in that place. You definitely have those friends and it's just normal making friendships, right? Like, how different is this connections and networks like people are talking about these days? And also like LinkedIn is skyrocketing, right? People are posting so much content and they think that it's like very useful. I don't know how it's exactly helping them, but exactly LinkedIn is getting quite the popularity. Also like many startups are posting there, many job people, people are looking for jobs, are posting like different kinds of CV resumes or making random posts about motivation and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So can you just explain us like what exactly networking is and how like someone should from the 2020 batch should approach it?
I think networking is very important, but networking is also very, very misunderstood, right? To give you an example, just, you know, spending 1 hour per day just commenting on stuff. Thanks for the article. It's great. Great to meet you. Sending out requests to random people is not networking, right? It can incrementally help you with some things. Let's say kisi internship pe apply karna tha, 50 logon ko cold message dala. Wo bhi kam hota hai, by the way, right? But haan, let's say for me, this kind of networking is useless, right? LinkedIn pe image management kind of, you know, trying to portray yourself as somebody who knows a lot of stuff, that I anyway fundamentally don't believe in, right? If you look at people like Shri Harsha Majeti from Swiggy, Sachin Bansal from Flipkart, and Mukesh Bansal from CureFit, are they doing image management online on LinkedIn? No, you won't find them, right? So that's the kind of leaders or people I personally get inspired from. And I really feel that while, so ultimately image management is bullshit, right? Deliberate image management is bullshit, right? Just you should maintain a good image, but you know, doing stuff for the sake of it, like LinkedIn based time spent, I think that's bullshit, right? For me, I think networking, primary sources of networking for a typical IIT Ropad or IIT graduate are three, right? One is obviously your seniors, right? If during college time itself you have you've developed a great rapport with your seniors. In fact, if you talk to old IIT folks, there are so many stories of people getting placed just because the newer senior who was accompanying the panel when Schlumberger, BCG, Flipkart, whatever came to hire, right? So that's where networking with the right seniors is very, very important. They not only give you the relevant gyan about things which you might not know just talking to your peers or parents, obviously, but also, you know, down the line, it will be very helpful. So A, for somebody at your stage, networking with seniors is great. It is very important from a gyan perspective as well as tangible outcomes perspective. Second kind of networking that I've seen people do is in internships, right? There are some people like, there was somebody called an Ashish Garg from my batch. He had his own startup as well. He still has hop jobs, right? So this guy used to do internships in every, if he got a break of like 2 days, which was like the weekend, he used to do an internship. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but yeah, you get the point, right? Jahan chuttiyan mili, wahan pe internship karni hai, right? I don't say that's the right way. Matlab thoda chill bhi karna chahiye, but haan, matlab. So basically college time mein jo internships that happen, that those are a great platform to network with not just similar people from other IITs or colleges, but also, you know, create meaningful connections in the professional world, right? That's B. And third, I feel is, you know, just getting started on the right path with your career. So essentially, I feel being from a privileged background such as an IIT, even if it's a new IIT, you can choose your career start, right? It doesn't have to be imposed by the placement cell or the availability of the jobs on you. You are in a position wherein you can actually apply to 10 early stage startups, figure out which one can give you some fixed component along with ESOP, figure out what role you can pick, and people would actually hire you. There are still a lot of startups out there who would just hire freshers from college. In fact, Nutripal would be happy to for this 2020 batch, right? Right. So again, finally, third thing is, jo pehle saal, pehle do teen saal hote hain career ke, if you are able to end up in the right place and do great work, right? That's how networking happens. Flipkart mein, I had developed a pretty good network, but that was not because I used to go on chai or shutta breaks or I used to send LinkedIn connection requests. No. It was simply and simply whatever conversations I had with people, people found those meaningful. Some people started knowing me. I'm not saying I was super famous or something. And those people kind of connected with me. So they'll be willing to help me wherever down the line I might need to reach out to them, right? So do good work in your first 2-3 years. Land up at the right place, right? There are some pretty big startups out there which have a pretty shitty work culture. Learning curve is like zero. Right, it's a flattened curve, and if somebody in your position or, you know, IIT graduate 2020 joins there, it's not a great career start in my opinion, right? So yeah, doing good work at good places is what leads to your third leg of the networking. Aur uske baad to career mein down the line hota hi rehta hai, right? One more part of networking that I feel people often ignore is giving back to people for not giving back, but just helping people for no reason, right? If all the time you are focused on just developing connections and makhanbazi to certain powerful people, that is not networking, right? Networking is that if somebody reaches out for help, if you have the capacity to help them, you help them, right? It's a give and take thing. And even if that particular person doesn't help you directly, it's more of a karma thing, I feel, right? So God is watching if you're helping people, you know, who are less fortunate or less privileged than you. That's the only way people who are more privileged or fortunate than you would help you. And that's how I understand networking. That's how I approach networking. So, that does not mean that if I were to talk about my context, if I do not, especially from Nutripal's side, don't have enough presence on LinkedIn, don't have enough presence online, people in IIT Ropad and Bits Pilani, which is my co-founder's alma mater, don't know Nutripal, I can't say ki I don't want to do image management, because that's where, you know, my teammates would come from in the future, and I have to do a certain level of, you know, networking or engagement with them. So yeah.
So after working at, you know, CureFit and all, you just thought like, let's dive into the startup culture and startup world and start for yourself. But usually people end up finding comforts in, you know, these big names and start identifying with themselves with all these, like, I work at Flipkart or I work at CureFit. Like, people might not know, but CoreFit is very big right now, around $800 million valuation right now. And so how does one leave from such big opportunity? Like, I understand that the startup side, like, there's a very bright side, but it definitely requires a lot of patience, a lot of luck also, many of the times. So definitely, like, you definitely had that itching from graduation, right? Like, right after graduation, you thought, I'm not doing an MBA, I definitely want to do my own startup. But since you are, like, doing pretty good in CoreFit, and definitely you are amongst the core team, so, like, how does one go, how does one take this big leap of faith exactly?
Yeah, I think, so one thing, as you rightly mentioned, theoretically, it was a tough decision, right? Because even when the day I was bidding goodbye to my teammates at CoreFit, I had a fair bunch of people really getting surprised as to how can somebody leave CoreFit? And the next question is, do you have ESOPs, substantial ESOPs? Yeah, I do. Then why are you leaving CoreFit? We are at a, you know, growing very, very fast, right? So theoretically, it was tough, even in terms of, I think, let's say fixed component, that is something that's a tag that parents associated with kitna CTC hai. Even that defines your lifestyle, I would say, right? So CoreFit is the market leader when it comes to, you know, paying people in any kind of profile. So things were pretty good, pretty comfortable. If I had, let's say, talked about a 5-year career trajectory at CoreFit, it would have been great, matlab, in terms of every kind of outcome. Could be, you know, financial outcomes, could be growth outcomes, could be learning outcomes. It would have been super awesome. So that's what I said in my, you know, farewell note to all these people around me, CoreFitters. And if I were not starting up, I would have left CoreFit. It's such a great working culture that they've established, and I connected to the mission as well, right? Somebody needs to solve for healthcare. Nobody has, not Practo, not Healthify me. CoreFit wants to do that, and they were on the right path, right? So I was super excited. But the only reason I could have quit CoreFit was my own startup, which is what happened. Now, let's take a look at typically what are the blockers that stop. So almost everybody has at some point of time thought about starting up, right? A, because it's glamorous now, right? B, it's also accessible now, right? You talk 10 years back when, let's say, Sachin Bini was starting up, right? 13 years back. Was there a venture capital ecosystem? No. Were there angel investors? Very few, right? Was there a concept of startup so that you can hire teammates? No. People are working as slumbudger and whatnot. Sachin and Bini would go to people and say, would you work for me? What the fuck are you, right? So it was a very tough time. Compared to that time, now is a comparatively easier time, right? Easier because there is access to capital, access to talent. The ecosystem is evolved in general, right? वहाँ पे अगर तुम्हें एक app बनानी होती, तो कुछ 6 महीने लग जाते क्योंकि बहुत सारे open source चीजें नहीं थी. कुछ 50 million लोगों के पास smartphone होगा तो app बना के बेचोगे किसको, right? जो कि अब 400 million. So I think we've evolved as an ecosystem drastically. So I would say compared to 2007, right now is a way better time to start up, right? Now the downside is that there's a very, very lucrative opportunity to work for a fast growing startup as well. You don't take the full risk on you, but you still do well. You still have a lot of learning, which is the stage I was at, right? Let's look at what could be the blockers. One is a financial blocker. Do you have enough capital to sustain yourself for at least 1 year without any income? Because not everybody gets funded the moment they quit. In fact, most people don't get funded the moment they quit. It's just Kunal Shah and Mukesh Bansal, who are second time entrepreneurs, who can go up with a pitch deck and raise $5 million, right? In general, it's very tough, right? So first is the financial blocker. Second is the parental blocker, right? While you might say, I'm old enough to take my own decisions, that parental pressure is always there, right? Those expectations that, you know, you are doing well and the next 5 years, maybe you'll be this big, you'll buy a car and whatnot, right? So that's the second blocker, right? What is the third blocker? Do I have a team, right? Finding the co-founder, it is not easy. Finding the right co-founder, it is not easy. Number four is, obviously, do I have an idea, right? The reason I said this is number four is because I don't over-index on ideas. Ideas are overrated. It's the execution that really differentiates one startup from another. Of course, if you're building an Instagram, WhatsApp, which very few people do, very few startups do, then it's the idea that has kind of made you all the money, right? Instagram started in 2010 and, you know, they got an exit in 2012. How big was the exit? Everybody knows, right? So what did they do? Just made a great app from great consumer insights, and it just went viral, right? So not everybody does that, right? So ideas are overrated. You start with something, more often than not, you end up pivoting 4, 5, 6 times, 3 times and reach where you want to be, right? So these are the four factors. For my case, if I had to talk about a financial, because I had this site in this fact inside that I want to around 2019 get time pick, quit and start off my own, I had started to focus on savings. And my father used to push me very strongly too, right? So yeah, savings, that was one thing that I got sorted. Second was your, parental blocker, right? Thankfully, I had, and I have super supportive parents. I am proud of, them. I am super happy that they were super supportive. They still are. While I am not from a business background and, coming from a big shot family, I'm absolutely coming from a middle class family, yet they are super supportive. So I am very proud of that. So in the last 1 year of my QFIT job, I had started priming the fact that it will happen anytime. It will happen anytime. So initially there was resistance and finally they kind of got on the same page. So again, advice for somebody who's kind of planning to do it, start priming your parents 1.5 or 2 years before. Yeah. It will be way easier than just abruptly one fine month or week starting, deciding and telling them. Right. So it will be very, very painful for them as well, because the kind of anxiety that they'll feel. You are a 25, 26 year old, you know that, you'll kind of do well at the end, right? They don't. They've seen a lot of uncertainty, right? They are more skeptical when it comes to looking at things, even if you talk to your parents about coronavirus right now, right? They'll be 10 times more worried than you, right? They talk about recession, they'll be 10 times more worried than you, right? That's how parents are and that's how it is, right? So start priming your parents in advance, and that's what I did, and I'm really glad that they are still super supportive. So that was the second blocker that was sorted, right? Didn't just get sorted on its own. Deliberately, this was sorted. It was like a two-year preparation for starting up, I would say, right? Third is finding a co-founder. This is something that I couldn't relate to earlier, but earlier I used to, hear people saying that co-founder is like finding a wife or a girlfriend. Not even a girlfriend. Girlfriend can break up, right? Wife may, divorce is a big thing, right? So it's like getting married, right? So you really have to be sure and you really have to make it work. And once you get started, there'll be a lot of adjustment that you'll have to do, but you have to continue to like each other, inspire each other, right? So I think this is one of the things, and I'm sure you'd have heard of so many startup stories, going haywire because founder conflict and whatnot, right? It's a real thing. It's an absolute real thing. Is this statistic that I've heard that 70% startups fail due to co-founder conflict. I'm not sure how true it is, but I can feel it. That is pretty important, right? It's a very, very tricky relationship to have.
Like even in Facebook, like Mark Zuckerberg sided with Eduardo Saverin, right? So yeah.
Correct.
Definitely co-founders are difficult, yeah.
So yes, finding them is very, very difficult. That was the third thing that I spent about 8-9 months doing, right? It was a process of 8-9 months before I found my co-founder, right? And so even after finding my co-founder, we started working on, so I think you'd be aware we were working on this social e-commerce idea, right? Even after finding my co-founder, it took about 5-6 months to take the plunge, lay the groundwork and really mentally be prepared. Fourth is the idea, right? Which I, I think personally for myself, I realized that I have to be very, very strongly feel, passionate about the vision, about the space, right? For me to kind of be able to envision myself working on this for the next 5 to 10 years, at least 5 years without significant returns, right? You won't expect ki 5 years mein there'll be like financial windfalls ya karodpati ho jaoge, right? If it happens, great. You obviously work for that. But not all startups see that, right? Even if you start getting financial returns, it might be very similar to what your other batchmate who graduated with you, just following the straight path of working at Amazon, you might be similar in terms of financial outcomes, right? So this is one thing that I realized, that never start up for financial outcomes. And as I build NutriPal, I think financial outcomes, while I would definitely want that, I'm not saying no, I'm a fakir and I don't want that. But I'm saying that doesn't feature in the top three reasons of starting up. So yeah. So that's fourth is the idea. You get started with something, but obviously you'll pivot and you'll figure stuff on the way. And yeah, things would happen. So
yes, initially, so that's how your first startup was like a social group e-commerce, right? Groupie it was called. And which was unfortunately shut down. So can you walk us through the stages, various stages of building a startup? And then, you know, definitely you shut it down. And I'd like to talk about both of the aspects, like the external aspects of team building. Like you had a co-founder, you had definitely hired some people. There was funding. Maybe you got some funding. Maybe you put in your own funds. And as well as, you know, the psychological struggle about quitting a startup after giving it so much effort. And when you're working on something for so long, and when do you know it's the right time to quit? Like you might think let's just keep going. Maybe in 6 months you'll get the results. Maybe in more of a year you'll get results. So how exactly does it go through?
Yeah, so I think there was this slight period of time wherein I deviated from how I usually go about things. I think if you were to ask me about, let's say, 2 years back, just when I was getting started with KyoFit, right? I already had some kind of hunch that I would start up in the edutech or the health tech space, right? That I kind of had doubled down somehow because, you know, personal LP, I feel very strongly about human capital development and the fact that everything is in life is better and everything in society is better if people are educated and healthy, right? So that's the strong view I have. In fact, just off the topic, I can recall very, very elaborate arguments with some of the people very close to me saying, if all MPs and MLAs had a basic aptitude test or as well as a basic filter, graduate to hona hi chahiye, right? Would the country be better off, right? I kind of feel that very, very strongly. If you are educated, you are more likely to make better decisions. I don't believe in that bullshit ki a leader can be a leader even if not learned, right? Bullshit, right? I'm not saying all educated, learned people have great perspective. They don't. Barely 5% do. But that's a filter that you need to do, right? So I think this with Lalit Verma itself, mentioning him for the third time, maybe in fourth year, yeah. Anyway. So I felt very strongly about human capital. So I had kind of doubled down on that. On the way, what happened was I started to explore the other side of things wherein you look at trends that are happening overseas, right? And try to identify if similar trends would prevail in India, right? Target a very, very large opportunity in a very obvious way, which was social e-commerce in that time. So that's where, due to a mix of these factors, I kind of started working on the social e-commerce idea, right? So this was with Arink Verma. I think you might know him, and definitely one of my mentors, one of the very, very smart people I have worked with, I have interacted with. He founded another startup called Greedy Game. It's still running, but he moved on from there. Right. So yeah, so this stint was with him. And so again, I quit in March 2019, right? That's when I quit KyoFit. And I quit in February 2019. Before that, I had been working on this for the last 3 months while I was at KyoFit. But in the first 2.5 to 3 months of working on this social e-commerce space, I realized that traction side pay, fundraise side pay, whatever we were doing, it was all there, right? We met a bunch of angel investors and venture capitalists. Could have closed around maybe another 3 months. But in that process, I primarily realized that, fundamental question was, why am I not having fun? Why is waking up every day so hard for me? When I had waited for this day for a long time, that when I had built something of my own, it should be super fun every moment. It should be 2x more fun than working at KyoFit. Otherwise, what are you even doing, right? That wasn't happening. And, so after giving it a lot of thought, trying to figure out why it's not happening, is it the space, is it the idea, is it what, right? So I essentially realized that this is a space. So e-commerce is a space while, the idea that we started with was kind of a copycat idea, frankly, right? it was borrowed from a big e-commerce startup called Pinduoduo from China, right? Social e-commerce people were very, very bullish about the moment Arink and I started. There were a bunch of VCs kind of chasing us because we were people from decent backgrounds and this was a hyper-competitive space, right? So I ultimately realized that probably if I am not excited about the space, I won't be able to do it for 5 years. I won't be able to do justice for sure. I can slog, I can hustle, but it won't be fun. And at the end, you have to have fun doing it. That's the only way you can sustain, right? So that realization happened, and that's when I took the very, very tough decision of, saying that I need a break. I won't jump into anything else just because we need to pivot or something, right? Communicated to Arink. It was obviously, not a... I think he was super understanding that he kind of realized that what kind of place I am in. I am having some kind of a struggle figuring out what I want to do. And he respected that. He obviously tried to figure stuff on his own and then moved on to do other things, right? So that decision was tough, but it was easy in some sense because it was very clear. If you're not having fun doing it, why are you even doing it, right? So yeah, which is where I was at a point wherein... So technically that point you can call being unemployed, right? Although I don't read too much into all these terms, right? You can be unemployed for 6 months and then suddenly make it big. That's okay, right? It's too much taboo associated with not doing anything, right? In fact, I think a lot more people should take 6 months breaks during their career. Life is not just about trying to accumulate lakhs or crores in your account. Should kind of chill out a bit as well. But that was the time when, for the very first time it was challenging for me to go to my parents and they say, this is what's happened, right? When your son has just started up and, people are anticipating ki next 12, 18, 24 months mein suddenly PR start ho jayega, news man start ho jayega, traction start ho jayega. So then this kind of news is always very, very disheartening. Again, to my surprise, now I shouldn't be surprised anymore. Parents were super supportive. If you've given it enough thought and you're taking the decision, we are with you. But what's next? Are you going back to your job? In fact, a lot of people ask me this, right? What's next? Back to Kyofit? I was like, heck no, I'm still starting up. It just means I'm not working on this idea, right? So your next 2 months were fairly challenging. You have nothing. You don't even have a team. You're starting from scratch. You don't know which space. You don't know what. But you just start to figure it out, right? So that was May and June of 2019. But yeah, in a span of 2 months, I doubled down on healthcare. Then I doubled down on this nutrition side of things, well, idea, which eventually became NutriPal. I reunited with my co-founder from long time back. I didn't mention this, but Rohit Opreti, he's my current co-founder. He's a childhood friend. He's like a brother. It's very seldom that you get to start up with your best friend. And your best friend has complementary skill sets so that you can start up with him. So he's a techie. I'm the business and operations and growth guy. So yeah, we got together. I went to Mumbai and we worked things out. As I mentioned, right? So long back in 2015, we had done a small startup together alongside my Flipkart stand, which is in the carpooling space. So we had worked on it for about 6 months and then it was more of a side project, so didn't really pursue it. So yeah, reunited with Rohit and he was on the same page. He wanted to do something in healthcare. We doubled down on this idea and got started, took the plunge.
So let's talk about NutriPal. Like, what exactly is NutriPal and what is the value that it's bringing?
Sure. So I think for a lot of people, it's somehow tough to understand what NutriPal does or in general, what is a dietitian, right? What essentially does a dietitian do, right? It's a massive awareness issue, right? If you talk about, I'm sure in your network, not in your friends' wala network, but a slightly older network, right? Let's say parents, chachi and whatnot, right? People, every second person has tried to get fitter and lose weight, right? So if I were to ask you, what is the one fitness goal that most people have in mind? It's weight management because India, US, these kind of countries are just, getting killed with obesity. India may 32-33% jitna bhi, US may to 40% chhu raha hai. Oh, MACD kha kha ke, but it's a major, major problem, right? So, need hai, but it's all latent need. Latent need ka matlab hai ki theoretically logon ko chahiye, unke paas paise bhi hai. But are they aware enough that something like this exists and they should pursue it? No. So that's where the latent demand is very high. Right? Just like I would say latent demand for e-commerce is also very high. What that means is people have smartphones, people have the paying power to purchase something worth 500 rupees, but e-commerce pe trust nahi hai. Look and feel, touch and feel wala feel nahi hai na. So wahan pe latent demand hai. इसीलिए फ्लिपकार्ट अमेजोन सब लगे हुए हैं टीयर टू टीयर थ्री टीयर फोर में के लिए, इसलिए इतने सारे सोशल ई-कॉमर्स स्टार्टअप्स आ रहे हैं, राइट? सो दैट्स वेयर लेटेंट डिमांड इज, राइट? अब सो फर्स्ट फैक्ट वी एस्टैब्लिश्ड इज कि व्हाट इज द वन बिगेस्ट चैलेंज दैट दैट द हेल्थ ऑफ अ कंट्री फेसेस, इट्स वेट मैनेजमेंट, स्पेशली इन इंडिया एंड यूएस काइंड ऑफ इकोनॉमीज. ठीक है, डन. सेकेंड, व्हाट इज द वन थिंग दैट अफेक्ट्स your health or your weight way more than the other factors? It's nutrition, right? It's what you eat. You are what you eat. 70% is diet, 20% is workout, blah, 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 all this stuff, right? So yet, what do you hear people doing when they start to want to lose weight? They start doing morning and evening walks. They start doing yoga, right? While it's a great thing to do, right? It does not produce weight management outcomes. It does not make an obese person fit. It does not, right? What else do people do? There is so much misinformation on the internet about nutrition in general. It's anywhere disputed science. If you even look at what experts say, somebody says something, somebody else says something else on the same topic, right? So yeah, there's a lot of misinformation online. People have access to information. They can just Google, you know, some kind of, let's say, diet plan or something of that sort, and they start doing it on their own. People stop eating rice. People stop eating chapati. People stop eating in general. I'll go on a juice only diet, right? Juice piyenge sirf aur subah thoda bahut kha lenge aur mast weight lose ho jayega. But uske baad unme se 99% logon ka to weight bounce back ho jata hai, kyunki wo to temporary weight loss tha na, wo to hack tha. तो क्यों कर रहे हो, वाई बॉदर, किस लिए, राइट? तो अल्टीमेटली आइडिया वॉज दैट वेट मैनेजमेंट इज वेरी टफ. पीपल हु स्टार्ट ट्राइंग, इनफैक्ट वी डिड अ बंच ऑफ सर्वेज एंड इनिशियल कंज्यूमर रिसर्च ऑफ आर टारगेट ऑडियंस, वी फाउंड दैट 100 पीपल हु गेट स्टार्टेड ऑन देयर वेट मैनेजमेंट जर्नी ट्राइंग टू गेट फिटर लूज वेट, 95% ऑफ देम फेल. इट्स अ सैड सैड थिंग, राइट? लेट्स टॉक अबाउट द पीपल हु पे. Who pay a particular service provider? It could be a Gold Gym, it could be Healthify Me, it could be an offline dietitian, right? 100 people pay a decent amount of money, $2,000 per month and more. Out of those, 40% people see outcomes, right? It is abysmal, right? It is super abysmal, right? So essentially, the idea was there is a scope to create something that is that produces meaningful outcomes for the customer, is extremely customer centric. If 100 people enroll with you, 80% of them, you ensure that they are seeing results, right? We saw some companies being able to do it through some different approaches. There's somebody called Weight Watchers. It's a 50-year-old US company. It's entirely focused on weight management. There's somebody called Noom Health, US-based Lark Healthcare. These are all very coaching focused, right? So ultimately, motivation was there are 50 million people in India who are overweight and want to get fitter and have the money to pay a certain service provider, which is like $2,000 type. Okay, these are people jinki family income mala 8 lakh 6 lakh se upar honi chahiye, right? So there is a big market. There is no obvious big player. Flipkart hai e-commerce mein, ab Swiggy ban raha hai food tech mein, right? Phones mein ab mass premium mein Xiaomi hai, clear domination thoda sa usse upar wale segment mein OnePlus hai. Weight management ki baat kare to there is like no single biggest player. If you talk about Healthify Me, it's a very small company compared to how big the market is. Yeah, that was the motivation. There's something better needs to be done. The market is huge and I understand this space. Rohit understands this space. We are passionate about this. That was it. That's how we got started.
So like you are getting started in like the startup and previously you had a social e-commerce startup. How exactly are you doing the market research while getting to it? Like you're not a dietitian, right? You're just a tech guy, like a IIT guy who knows some basic Jugaad stuff and all, and definitely have worked with startups and definitely have that experience. But doing market research into an area where you're not completely researched about, you don't have particular knowledge about that. So how is exactly that phase comes along? Like, how exactly do you cope through it?
Yeah, I think to a college graduate or a fresher, where you mention market research, I am sure the visualization, the image that comes to mind is a lot of Google, Quora and LinkedIn, right? That's just 10% of market research. I think 90% of market research happens by talking to people. While you can argue that the people are the ones who answer on Quora and, you know, put stuff online, there is no better way to do market research than talk to people, right? Well, maybe there are two kinds of people, right? One is your prospective customers, right? You can read up 5, 10, 15 reports which state some numbers, some trends. But if you pick 100 customers, if you've identified your correct target audience, if you pick 100 customers and really call them and ask them intelligent 5 questions, there is no better market research than that, is what I feel, right? That's one part of it. And second part is talk to experts, right? I was trying to build something in the nutrition side. I talked to about 30 nutritionists between 15th of May and 30th of June. 30, 35, 40 nutritionists. And this was from across cities, across seniority, WorkX, all of that, right? So if you talk to 40 people and 100 customers, I think you have decent understanding. Important part here is asking the right questions, right? How do you ask the right questions? You have to have a starting thesis, right? Starting thesis, let's say on the customer side, was that there is so much friction in A, discovery, B, engagement, C, coaching, where it comes to weight management, right? Only if you ask the right questions in that 5-minute phone call to a random stranger would you get some kind of insights and learnings, right? So ultimately, takeaway for me is consumer research is super important. There are so many biases that get inbuilt into an entrepreneur's or any general Joe's mind that it's easy to get started with some bullshit hypothesis and just build an MVP, waste 6 months, and then realize that this is bullshit, right? It's very easy to do that. So yeah, market research is like super, super important, but it doesn't have to be internet research. It has to be talking to people, customers and experts.
Are there any opportunities for maybe the 2020 graduation batch at NutriPal, and how exactly does the scene look at NutriPal for someone who is joining new?
Sure. So I think so one thing that I've seen is a lot of the roles at startups are generalist roles. What that essentially means is that digital marketing, let's say, is a skill set, right? Of course, I'd want to hire somebody senior who's done it before so that I can hit the ground running right away. In fact, sometime during this NutriPal journey, we were about to hire a head of growth from Kyofit itself, who would have managed the entire growth. He's kind of scaled the cult business from whatever 0 to 100 crore and been an active part. So it'd have been a great asset. Unfortunately, he could not join due to some personal reasons, but yeah. Now, what I'm trying to mean by generalist is a generalist is somebody who just tries to understand the basic concepts, has good enough patience to kind of persist, and is good at execution, you know, basic smartness, right? This kind of a guy within 2 to 3 years, I feel, can evolve into anything. This guy can evolve into a digital marketing guy. This guy can evolve into a supply chain guy. This guy can evolve into a business finance role. And by the way, Flipkart major graduate trainees that used to really grow fast, these were all journalists. IIT ke smart londe with hustle, right? That's it. These used to evolve in the certain directions, right? This guy, kind of a guy, in a span of 2 to 3 years can evolve as a founder, right? So a journalist is somebody smart who can evolve into anything, right? I've seen this happening from very, very close quarters, which is where I believe that I would want to hire a lot of people as we scale. And as you know, I'm privileged enough to be able to hire a lot of people. Definitely a lot of people would come in from IIT Roorkee and BITS Pilani, which is, you know, me and my co-founders colleges, right? Right now, actively, we are still looking for somebody who can join in the team and take up anything and everything. Right, what that anything and everything means, right now we are at a stage wherein all our marketing channels haven't evolved to a predictable level. Jaise how Curefit used to work until the pandemic hit was there's some predictability in revenue. Is mahine itne ka revenue aayega, 70% would be Facebook lead generation, 20% Google ads, 5% partnerships, arbit numbers, but 5% referrals, whatever, right? That's called building the machinery for predictable revenue, predictable growth. We are nowhere close to that, right? So there is a lot of work that has to happen on exploring marketing channels, exploring the right way to market, evolution of the product itself. If our product is diet planning and coaching, if it evolves, if it becomes a stellar product that has strong word of mouth, only then we can grow, right? So literally, while we've done some good work in the last 8 months, there's a lot of stuff that kind of presents a clean slate opportunity to just start things from scratch, right? It could be building new marketing channels, could be, you know, redefining the customer experience or the digital engagement or the consultations and coaching and whatnot, right? So yeah, we're actively looking for somebody who's from the 2020 or even 2019 batch, right? Who just comes in and their motivation has to be, they want to work at an early stage startup and grow fast, you know, learn things, because whatever amount of internship you might have done during your college, you've learned nothing, you know nothing. That's a fact, right? So yeah, looking for somebody who kind of can come in, who's coming in from with the primary motivation of joining an early stage startup, working really, really hard to grow really fast himself and growing with the startup. And, you know, through some kind of, with certain average 2-3 years timeline, make it big financially as well, right? Somebody who's looking at the first CTC, ki yaar Oyo itna de raha hai, Nutripal kitna de raha hai, should obviously not come in, not even bother, right? Because A, we would not be able to afford at this moment, right? And second thing is, we would not want to spend money that way. We would early on in the team, we would want people like Love Mehta, right? Love Mehta, you know, right? He's one of your seniors, he's in the team. He is a generalist. While he's a techie, he is more than happy to take up other stuff as well, just to pitch in for the team, right? I think he's one of, super proud of having him in the team, and he'll do really well, hopefully, and we'll grow together. But yeah, so that's the kind of people, just enthu about, you know, building a startup, right? That's the kind of person, even if this person has no context of digital marketing, he has done zero internships in this, you know, non-tech field or whatever. He does not know Excel, right? But he's been proactive enough to be engaged in college extracurricular activities, because for me, that extracurricular wala is an indicator. And not just for me, if you look at any non-tech company, why do they over-index on extracurricular activity? It just shows that you're not happy sitting idle in your room, right? Just shows that tumme wo chool hai. That's why all these, you know, Schlumberger, BCG, Flipkart, whatnot, they over-index on this extra core. So for me as well, that will be the indicator, right? But beyond that, if you're just ready to learn, your one point focus is not your CTC that you'll be able to tell your parents, because it will really not matter. 5 years down the line, your CTC won't matter. In fact, people who started with a comfortable CTC might have slowed down. They'll definitely slow down, right? If you take a substantial risk, which is like joining an early stage startup, right? Which, by the way, would be a lot of fun. If I look back, if I hadn't joined Flipkart, I would have joined maybe a greedy game, right? Or maybe any other startup from our college or outside our college, right? So yeah, I think for any kind of any fresher, in fact, I happen to have one fresher in my team. He's not an IIT fresher, but from SRM University. And he works his ass off. I really kind of push him to the limits, but he's still like, he just completed 6 months and he's super proud of having joined here and not Baiju's and somebody like Oyo, jahan pe uske batchmates were going, right? So yeah, sell from my side is that you'll have a great time. You should come in for the learning, for fast scaling, for ESOPs as well, right? We, Rohit and I really believe that, you know, if early stakeholders, early people in the team have a lot of equity, they'll be willing to put more skin in the game, and that's how you should build a company, right? So yeah, you should come in for the equity, for fast growth, and for building something from the ground up and working with people who might be fun to work with. Yes, so definitely looking for people from 2020, 2019 badges. Beyond that as well, we are looking for a couple of interns. I think I or Love had to float out a mail, but we'll do that very soon. So basically interns, again, in the non-tech side. So these would be people working in the marketing side of things. What exactly would be the role? I haven't defined it. I won't define it, right? I can give some sense, but things change so fast every 15 days that I won't like to give out a detailed JD and make it look like it's something super predictable like a Flipkart or Oyo, right? So you're looking for both interns as well as full-time people who want to jump on the ship and experience the world of startups. Yeah.
Right. So if anyone is interested, like right away, how can they connect with you and maybe get started with working right away?
Yeah, so connecting is easy. I think I'd be happy to share my number. You can just, in the editing that you do, write down my number in bold letters.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, Somebody can just reach out on WhatsApp. And yeah, it's not like a random application coming from some online portal or LinkedIn. If somebody, one of my juniors reaches out to me on WhatsApp, I'll definitely reply and definitely reply on time. That is something that I'll continue to do. Yeah, reaching out to me is not a problem. Just even if you have the slightest of inclination towards joining a startup, right? Just reach out to me and we'll discuss the nitty-gritties and just figure things out.
Right, right. So I think we have covered pretty much everything. Thank you for being such a great alumni and sharing such great insights towards startup and entrepreneurship. I hope many students are in connect with you for this great idea that you've pitched. And I think, yes, let's see how NutriPal works. And I hope all the success to you. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, so I think one final thing to add here, this is one platform to kind of connect with the seniors. But in general, I would strongly encourage, everybody in college who has any kind of ambition down the line or is pursuing something right away or wants to pursue something right away, right? There are setups like TBIF and all that stuff is there. But I'm saying don't read too much into it, right? It's majorly disconnected from the reality. And ultimately, having connect with your seniors who've done stuff, who've seen stuff is very, very important. So even if you are a second year, right, first year, right? People like you, they're not shy of approaching seniors, right? At all. So I'm saying a lot more people should be like that. Just, approach your seniors and be in touch with them. Figure out the right seniors to seek advice from. But at the end, after seeking advice from 10 people, do what you have to do. Do what you want to do. And secondly, I think what NutriPal is doing doesn't, so the target audience does not cover all of my juniors, all of you guys, right? It's primarily aimed at 28 to 50 year old people who are, who have some kind of a decent income and are battling the, weight management issues and fitness issues, right? So do definitely talk about it to your parents who happen to fall in the target audience, right? And yeah, this is me kind of taking 5 seconds to promote NutriPal, which is something that I should do everywhere.
Yeah, sure. We definitely have time for that. So thank you for being a great alumni and thank you for having this great chat.
All the very best, Shreyas. Great chatting with you and let's keep in touch. All the best.
Definitely. Thank you.